Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Bowling. The New Testament reading for today is from Romans chapter 9, verses 1 through 18. I am speaking the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience bears me witness in the Holy Spirit that I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers, my kinsmen, according to my flesh. They are Israelites, and to them belong the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises. To them belong the patriarchs, and from their race, according to the flesh, is the Christ, who is God over all, blessed forever. Amen. But it is not as though the word of God has failed. For not all who are descended from Israel belong to Israel, and not all are children of Abraham because they are his offspring. But through Isaac shall your offspring be named. This means that it is not the children of the flesh who are the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted as offspring. For this is what the promise said. About this time next year, I will return, and Sarah will have a son. And not only so, but also when Rebekah had conceived children by one man, our forefather Isaac, though they were not yet born and had done nothing, either good or bad, in order that God's purpose of election might continue, not because of works, but because of him who calls, she was told, The older will serve the younger. And it is written, Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated. What shall we say then? Is there injustice on God's part? By no means. For he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion. And so then it depends not on human will or exertion, but on God who has mercy. For the scripture says to Pharaoh, for this very purpose I have raised you up, that I might show my power in you, and that my name shall be proclaimed in all the earth. So then, he has mercy on whomever he wills, and he hardens whomever he wills. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. A meditation on the word of God today. When you hear a word like this, when you hear the scriptures read from Romans chapter 9, the speaking of the truth in Christ. It is not a lie to be who God is. The thing that I love about God is that he's an old God. He's not a new God. He's eternal, that he was before anything happened, that he is now, and he will continue to be. Old promises are made and promises are kept. This scripture harkens something from the Old Testament when it was promised to Sarah, a woman that was far beyond her years, that she would bear a child, and that child would have more children, and that the earth would be repopulated with the children of God, something that she laughed at, not believing what the word had said, but instead thinking it was impossible. Now, if you turn to your neighbor right now, I want you to look at them and say, with God, all things are possible, because God is God. You turn to the other neighbor and say, with God, all things are possible because God is God. One of the things that I love to do is help my children understand how far they have grown. I like to tell my son and my daughter that there was a time where they really couldn't do much but lay in my arms. All they did was eat and sleep and unfortunately go to the bathroom. And during that time, they relied on me for every single thing. I'd have to change them. I'd have to move them if they were uncomfortable. I'd have to make sure that they had a warm enough blanket. I took care of them. And now they can do so many things independently. Grabbing a snack from the cabinet is easy, almost too easy. Going to sleep, well, sometimes that lasts a little bit too long. And, you know, the whole going to the bathroom thing, fortunately, they can do that on their own. But the thing is that over time, growth has happened. In our scripture today, we have to remember that over time, God is expecting his children to grow as well. Not just physically, but spiritually, he's asking us to grow. There is a growth that happens with knowing the truth. There is a growth that happens with knowing that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, that no one can come to the Father except through him. There is growth in knowing that this old God who did something before, who was, still is, and still will be, that this is the same God that says he speaks to us in truth, that we need to not sorrow or have any type of anguish, but instead, we should understand that we serve this God who always has his promises come true. Promises made and promises kept. And so we keep that promise in our heart that the impossible will happen only in and through Jesus Christ. And there are many things that you're praying for as you're listening today, things that seem impossible to you. But I want you to know that God listens to those things, that maybe he will grant those prayers and you'll possibly get what you are asking for, or maybe receive an answer to that prayer. But if the prayer goes up and there's disappointment in the answer, please know that God was always going to take care of you through whatever storm you are going through, and that God was still going to make a way, even when there seemed to be no way. But this way was Jesus Christ himself delivered on the cross, that he would suffer a death so that we could live. That is the greatest miracle that we are so grateful for. That is the thing that is open possibility for us. And in Jesus' name, remember that because that's possible, everything comes to pass. Amen. We pray. O God, your almighty power is made known chiefly by showing mercy. Grant us the fullness of your grace that we may be called to repentance and made partakers of your heavenly treasures. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.